This is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Last week, an unidentified Yosemite park ranger shared on Facebook the heartbreaking account of a mother bear mourning the loss of her cub after it was hit by a speeding vehicle. The post went viral and drew national headlines, calling attention to the danger posed to wildlife by speeding motorists. To get a better sense of the magnitude of the issue, I spoke with Jamie Richards, park ranger for Yosemite National Park. To give us some context, how common is it for bears and presumably other wildlife to be struck by speeding cars inside the national park?
So this is an important reminder for all of us when you're visiting not only Yosemite National Park, but all of our national parks. Wildlife, you know, live in the park. This is their backyard. And it's really important for all of us to slow down, follow the posted speed limit when you're in Yosemite National Park. That speed limit is there not only for your safety, but for the safety of wildlife. And we also ask you to, you know, watch the side of the road, scan the side of the road, looking for wildlife crossing the roadway. So in Yosemite National Park, at least 8 bears have been hit by vehicle in the last month. And since 1995, Yosemite National Park has been tracking the number of vehicle bear collisions that have occurred within the park. Over the course of that time, we've had over 400 bears that have been involved in known vehicle bear collisions. And not all of those are fatalities. And of the 400 that we know of, you know, oftentimes a bear is struck by a vehicle, the bear may be injured, it runs off into the woods. We may not get a confirmation of what happened to that bear after the collision.
You know, I have to say, this post on Facebook has generated so much attention. It was such an incredibly heartbreaking story. What has the response that you've seen?
You know, there's been a lot of interest and response in the American people showing their love and appreciation for these wild places like Yosemite National Park. It's been wonderful to see so many people concerned about the bears in Yosemite and really thinking about how do our personal actions impact the environment that we're in. When we are in Yosemite National Park, you know, we are the visitors. It is the home of our black bears and all other animals that call that place home. And so we ask you to continue to remember that when you visit Yosemite, treat this place as a visitor and help us protect our friends and neighbors that call that place home, particularly our black bears and other animals that do cross the roads to get from one point to another.
You know, this is a really basic question, but I think there is a misperception out there that the work that you do as a park ranger is to serve the public, which obviously is part of what you do, but your main charge is to protect the land. Is that correct?
It's a twofold charge and a twofold mission. And as a park ranger of the National Park Service, my mission is to help preserve and protect the natural and cultural resources of that park. And it's also to help provide public understanding and welcome the American people to their national park and help them find their own place in the natural world and in our national parks. So my mission is to, you know, help the American people coming to Yosemite understand and find their own personal connections for that place. We all have a different thing that draws us to the wild, a different thing that draws us to come out and be inspired when we're in our national parks. And it's also a friendly reminder that we're not the only visitor here. This place is home to over 400 species of vertebrates, of mammals, amphibians, birds, and other species. And you know, we're visitors in their home.
To that end, more people have gotten interested in exploring nature, I think, as a result of the pandemic. And I'm wondering, have you seen any change in crowd behavior? Have people perhaps been more reckless or just uninformed about how to treat natural lands and how to behave appropriately?
Yosemite National Park receives over 4 million visitors in an average year. So we haven't seen any significant changes over time in human behavior. For decades, Yosemite National Park has a program of public education to go out there and help remind visitors, how can we best interact with the wildlife that are here in the park in front of us? Reminders like, please don't feed the wildlife. Human food is not good for wild animals. Reminders like, when you're in a campground, please properly store your food so that wildlife is not drawn to your campsite. These are lessons that we've been sharing with the American people for decades in Yosemite National Park, and they're important lessons that we continue today.
So there is a reservation policy in place right now to visit Yosemite. How has that been going, and do you think it's something that might continue even after the pandemic?
So there is a reservation system currently in place to visit Yosemite National Park. You go on recreation.gov and look for the day you'd like to come and purchase a day's reservation pass to visit Yosemite. This program will be in place until September 30th of 2021. So it'll be in place for the next couple months. And we're going to be continuing to gather information. The system is in place to help us keep Yosemite National Park open and manage Yosemite National Park in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. And we are continuing to work with our public health officials to provide a fun and safe experience in Yosemite.
Well, I thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us about this phenomenon. Before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I'd love to remind visitors. So Yosemite National Park has had what we call the Red Bear, Dead Bear initiative that started in 2007. So when you're driving around the park and you keep your eyes open, we do have signs that are located in the park to remind us to please slow down, please follow the speed limit. And the sign has a picture of a red bear on that. And that's a reminder that is a location where we've had a bear that's been known to be hit by a car. So we continue to remind visitors when you come to Yosemite National Park, please slow down. That's the most important message that we can convey is when you're driving in the park, it's a really special place. Take the time, not only for your own safety, but the safety of all wildlife, not just our black bears, to follow the speed limit, slow down, pay attention to your surroundings. Wildlife can cross the road at any point in time. And it's up to us to take responsibility and to be watching out for them. They don't know where our car is. And for the benefit of all the species that call Yosemite home, it's up to all of us to help look out for them and to slow down when we're driving in the national park.
Well, thank you so much for that reminder. I've been talking with Jamie Richards, park ranger at the Yosemite National Park. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.